What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's Friday morning. That can only mean one thing. It's time for the storied John and Dave show. We now are up to 46 fans. We have 46 people who like the show and a bunch that are questioning whether or not it's worth their time. If you're on the fence, come on down. It's time for John and I to talk about absolutely nothing. Send you off into the old weekend with a smile on your face. Good morning from beautiful Gilbert, Arizona. Nice to see you today. Let's see if we can find our buddy, Mr. John Acuff. John, are you out there? The people need you, buddy. We need your questions. Good morning, everyone. If you're in the Phoenix area, can I ask, did you go outside today? Did you notice? It's 70 degrees outside. If you are interested in getting a little run in Phoenix, Arizona, this is the only day of the entire year that you're able to do it without dying. So get out and move your body today. Let's see if John Acuff's here. There he is. I'm sorry, John. You handsome so-and-so. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your hats, and welcome the one and only Mr. John Acuff.
Phoenix. Phoenix is doing us well.
I mean, Phoenix is in the house.
Look at that. We got right on. That's weird. We're probably going to get kicked off like 10 times, but we'll see.
Why would you tempt the internet to throw us off? Come on.
Why would I put that into the universe, as they say? Don't put that into the universe.
Are you Benjamin Button? Can I ask? I mean, like, this is a serious question. Like, are you Benjamin Button? Are you aging backwards? Like, you've actually gotten younger since we've started the show.
I have a terrible skincare routine right now, which is nothing. I have skin and I care. But that's it. So I think I'm getting older. I think there's more wrinkles, if anything.
Nah. Your skin looks soft. It looks like there's a glow today, buddy. I don't know.
That's all ring light. It's ring light and putting yourself in front of a product. So it's all about merch at the end of the what?
I didn't you even, still got the banner? Is the banner still there?
Is it still here? I keep forgetting it's there. That's crazy.
I love that banner, man. I hope that when Soundtracks is over, I hope that you start sending those banners around just for fun. Come on.
You know what I did today? I threw away a lot of buttons and stickers from older books that I kept for 5 years. And I was like, just in case I need 900 stickers from an older, like, who knows? What if somebody today is like, I read your book. Do you have 900 stickers? And then I'll be like,
I went through a box last weekend. And I found the campaign flyers from my presidential run in college to be senior class president.
Did you win?
No, absolutely did not win. I've run for president twice, once senior in high school, once. Hold on. We've got a guest.
Child.
I see a child. Come here, JoJo Siwa. I ran twice. This is Noah Hollis. This is John Acuff. He's very famous and he's handsome. He looks like a child actor.
I'm a young 45 is what a lot of people say.
Of course. But I had a poster. It said Better Together. My son ultimately ended up running on the same campaign. He also lost. So there's something about Better Together that I'm just going to throw out as not being the slogan that you need.
Nobody wants that. They want money in the pocket. I will give you stuff.
But the way that I gave my speech, I made a paper mache student. It still will terrify your dreams if you saw it today. And I said, the administrators are the puppet masters, and we, the students, are being manipulated by their wanting us to do certain things. And if I'm president, I'll cut the strings and bring the power back to the people. Now, a just explosive response. Pepperdine University, a good Church of Christ university, yeah, where nobody questions authority. The people who vote, those are responsible people who don't want anyone cutting strings from anywhere. The people that don't vote, that cheered, dude, those are the ones that are like, yeah, we'll have a kegger down at the Beta House on Thursday night. It'll be amazing. So I lost in a landslide to a guy named Perry, who I think is fantastic and I'm sure is doing very well in his life.
Did you take any heat from the administration, like with your raging machine approach?
Oh, yeah. Don't think I didn't get put on this, like, very serious, we're watching you at all times kind of thing. Yes, Noah, can I help you? How do you make a butterfly? You make a butterfly like this. Yeah. John, will you show us how to make a butterfly, please?
This is, look at that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, this one's built for speed, aerodynamic.
Yeah, you put them together like
this. Or, I mean, this is the backwards butterfly with the watch. This is a butterfly that has a running watch on. A lot of butterflies get obsessed about their steps, like how many steps they're getting every day. Short lifespan, high desire to know their steps. A lot of people don't know that about butterflies. Huge.
All right, she's going to go to Starbucks. Let's go.
Get that girl some coffee. Get her a red eye or black eye. They call them.
Make it a double.
Yeah, make it a double. So you lost in high school, college, and your son, what year did he run?
He ran as a third grader.
Okay.
And he lost as well. Better Together. He had like a big poster. It was perfect. Yeah. People were not interested in being better or together, as far as I can tell. Yeah.
The popularity, like, it's all theater. It's all theater. But it changes when you get into other elections. It becomes about real issues. Like, it's definitely not theater or pro wrestling at higher levels. It's totally different. People don't just tell you what you want to hear and then not do it. It's totally different. We'd be great politicians. I mean, I think you're tall enough to be a politician. I think you have to be tall. I think that helps.
I actually thought I wanted to be a politician for a long time. Like, I was super into, like, I was in student government when I was in high school. I was in it again when I was in college. I loved the idea of the political process. And then I started watching, like, what politics is really about. And the idea of living inside of a dumpster fire just felt like a bad idea. So I changed my mind.
I think it would eat me alive. I think it would, I would have a brief moment where I was riding the wave of the dopamine and then I would crash. And there's no way politics would destroy me on every possible level.
I'll try and make a difference in my local governments, in my life, not in
exactly. I'll run this house really well. Me and
that's exactly right.
This house will be good.
Everyone, say good morning to this beauty. I mean, come on.
I can't hear you, John.
Oh, I've got headphones in.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm saying something amazing. What I'm saying is amazing. It's life-changing.
Yeah, you were just affirmed. Honestly, you were affirmed in a way that I've never heard before, and I appreciate the way that he uses his words to bring joy and light to the world.
I put them in books. I put them in, right there. Oh, my gosh. What a segue.
Phones are out. All right. Tell everyone, have a good day.
Have a good day, Noah.
All right.
Good chat, Noah.
All right. Should we get into?
Are you ready for some questions? I wrote them down.
I mean, these people don't realize we're recording a show. A very, very
It's weird. I mean, like when Jimmy Fallon brings his kids in, it feels more orchestrated. This felt like kind of a little sloppy on both our parts. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Putting the headphone back in. Let's get the background noise.
There you go. Let's get this going. First question. This is actually a good segue to what we just talked about. What was your most awkward year of adolescence? So let's say sixth grade to high school, if you had to be like my peak awkwardness. And you know what? I'll throw in some college. Sixth grade to college, most awkward year.
So my...
Other than losing the election multiple times.
I know. My height was a superpower and a liability because I got as tall as I currently am. I'm 6'4" by my like sophomore junior year of high school. I was incredibly tall. I am currently 236 pounds.
Yeah.
I think at the time in high school, I was about 146. I mean, like I was the skinny tall kid. And my nickname was Stick Baby, as in I looked like a stick and I cried like a baby. And so I was so insecure about being this like incredibly skinny, acne having, like totally unsure of himself, not part of the cool crowd kid in like that sophomore junior year of high school. That was like probably my hardest.
Stick Baby was a nickname somebody would like gave you?
Yeah.
That's not a great nickname.
No, I think they call that bullying now.
Yeah,
but
I think
at the time,
yeah.
At the time they write books. Like...
They write books about those nicknames now. That's what. Yeah, and when we were in high school, you know what you did with it? You figured it out, like, and you're like, and you like, ugh, and then you talk about it on an Instagram feed later and to a therapist, and it comes full circle.
Huge,
Stick Baby.
Huge.
See, the I fact thought that I like almost had it all figured out.
I almost got a personalized license plate that said Stick Baby because I was so like certain that like, oh, yeah. I'll be cool. I'll be in on the joke. And yeah. Like, that's no way to live life either. Sorry.
That's a whole other thing. Like So this is a second question. If you went to your high school reunion, like right now, tomorrow's a high school reunion. Would there be people there that would remember that nickname? Like, was it that pervasive, or did like one random jerk named Mark say it to you?
I mean, like, here's the thing. At this point, because we're as many years removed, probably not. I mean, a couple people, like the person who gave me the name and then beat me over the head with it for 4 years, he probably remembers because he is still working through the things that made him make up that name in the first place. Otherwise, I'm sure that there weren't as many. I actually, what was interesting, if there was a thing that people say about me, they would say Dave Hollis for president. Because in the aftermath of me losing the presidency in support, every time I walked into a room for the balance of my senior year, had people either humming the presidential theme song or saying Dave Hollis for president. And so, you know what? Like the campaign didn't end my dreams, as it were.
Yeah, it kind of boosted your status a little bit.
You're right.
You're a gracious loser. I had a bully named Donnie Chamberlain, and I remember we were riding the bus home. I was like in seventh grade, and he showed me his knuckles because I had braces. And he said, "You see these scars? These are from punching kids with braces in the face." And I was like, "Ooh, that seems meant for me."
Aggressive.
And then we got out of the bus, and he took my bag of books and threw it under the rear tires of the bus, maybe inventing the phrase throwing somebody under the bus. He literally took my entire school bag, threw it right under the bus, and the bus just went boom. And I was like, "Oh, that's terrible." I need to look him up because I'm sure he's in prison.
I went back to one of the reunions, okay? And I was in one fight in high school. And by saying I was in a fight, I would have had to participate. I accidentally, or maybe on purpose, squirted somebody's car with a super soaker on the last day of school later that night. Down by the beach, there's a party. The person whose truck I squirted walked up to me and punched me squarely in my ear. It turned black. I mean, I thought I was going to lose my ear. Okay, fast forward to the 10-year reunion. I have been like working out, thinking about seeing this guy again. Like, it is on. It is on. And I get to the high school reunion and I see him. Now, number one, surprisingly, this hard guy that was like one of the bad boys in high school is now wearing an Argyle sweater, which I appreciate his fashion sense. And I walk up and I was like, "Hey, what's the deal? Or do we still have beef?" You know, like I was like trying to like get to the bottom of like, "Do we still have beef?" And he's like, "Dave, man, it's so good to see you. What's up? How have you been?" Like, he had no recollection whatsoever of this thing that I carried for 10 years.
Did you tell him you punched me in the face?
I was like, "You punched me in my ear. It turned black." And he was like, "What? Oh man, that was funny." And I was like, "No, that scarred a kid."
Yeah. Wait, so it was water? You sprayed it with water? And he punched you?
Punched me in my ear.
That kid liked punching. That kid liked punching. He like, that's the only, and this was California?
California.
See, I knew California was like Point Break. Like every time I see a movie of California, people are on the beach, they're punching, there's bonfires, like there's people dancing. Like it seems very violent.
Yeah. What was interesting actually was when he told me about his young son, like, "Oh yeah, look, I've got a kid." I was like, "I can't even be mad at your punching my ear self anymore because you got married. You're wearing Argyle. You've got a kid. I've been thinking about this forever. and you never even gave 2 seconds of thought to it. What a crazy
thing. The problem. I'm going to tie this into a serious moment, like a PSA, kind of like, you know, or like a very serious episode of Family Ties. That's the problem with online hate, too. The person who threw the rock forgets they threw it. The person who gets hit in the side of the head with some comment remembers it. So the problem is, you as a mob throw something, hit somebody, you move on with your day. You forget the rock. The person who gets hit by the side of the head is like, wow, that rock is really sticking with me. So that's, man, that is a fascinating. So you came back. Have you gone to a 20-year high school reunion? Because that's coming on, right?
No, I mean, the thing is, I think I got my fill at 10, you know, like it was nice to see everyone. And I was like, I'm good. I think I'm good. And like the people that I want to try and stay connected to, we got this miracle called social media, and you can DM back and forth whenever you'd like. So,
all right. Cool. I was curious about that. Okay. So speaking of heights, it's so great that these questions are so well written and flow. I weave a mosaic every week. Can you dunk?
No, never.
Never,
not one time. I'm 6'4" tall. Like I can touch the net, and I can't.
No, you've gotten rim before.
Rim, yes, but dunk, okay. No. I mean, like if I tried to dunk, the ball would hit the rim. I would then spin backwards. My head would slam into the pavement, and I would die.
Did you try as a young lad? Was there a time where you were like, I'm going to do this and dunk in front of the high school and win everybody?
No. What's interesting is just because you're tall, people assume that you actually can play basketball. Yes. And I have zero basketball skill. I mean, like I have a basketball hoop at the house and I can shoot a shot every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I have no jump. There's no height here. I'm all height and no spring.
There's a Wesley Snipes movie that kind of explains that from a scientific point of view.
Oh, no, I'm familiar. I wish I had that hat.
Wow. Okay. I thought maybe there was one time where you, like, do you think it's 2022, you're doing fresh things, you're built through courage, a lot of people would say, decide, I'm going to do a 90-day challenge where I work my way up to a dunk. Could you do that? Like, if you get those shoes, you remember the shoes where, like, the front was big and the back was, and like they're supposed to build your calf, and like they sold them in the back of Sports Illustrated when you got a football phone.
I bet I could because I'm pushing myself into all these physical challenges right now to show myself I can do some other things. I think I could.
Dude, I think you could too. I mean, I'm not putting that on you as a burden, but I am trying to paint a picture of a land I think you could go to. And I think that we could have an episode where it opens. And I'm like, Dave, where are you? And you're like, just 1 second. I got to take care of something. Boom. And then, like, you're doing tomahawk. Like, oh, man.
I like this.
Wow. I think we really put something out there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Huge.
Okay, this one's not related at all. What have you ever quit a food where you're like, you know what? I'm done. Me and that food are done.
I I mean, like, I've quit foods for challenges. Like, we would do these, like, 90-day challenges where you picked a single category of food that wasn't serving you and eliminated it for some length of time. We'd usually go, like, in 30-day rolling increments. So, like, if you could train yourself. Like, I used to drink Diet Coke religiously. Yeah, like, sure. I thought that Diet Coke had the answers. It was, like, the antidote was inside of it.
It had the answer.
Yeah. I was drinking a ton. And then one day I decided to stop drinking that Coke. I'm not sure that's a food, but as I get older, I mean, like, I'm super connected now to the way anything I put in my body affects my energy, my mood, my IBS. I mean, like, I've got some sensitivities, let's put it that way. So, like, I'm really conscientious of, like, dairy and anything that creates inflammation in my body. I'm trying to, like, make sure I'm careful. So I don't know that I've, like, gotten away necessarily from a single kind of food, because I also believe in, like, indulgent days or cheat days or whatever. So, you know, it's like I'm not, like, off anything for real forever.
Oh, okay. So follow-up question. And somebody asked if I got a haircut this week. I did. I have 19 left. I bought 48 at a time. That was a mistake. But I did get a haircut. They no longer sell the package. They only sell them in 12 now. I broke that service with my purchase, I believe, because nobody needs to own that many haircuts.
Follow-up question. I cut my hair yesterday, by the way.
You got a haircut too?
I cut it myself.
You cut it yourself?
Yeah, this is a Dave Hollis special.
No. For real?
Yeah.
Is that something tall people do? Like, tall people just cut your own hair? Is that
No. I have a clipper. I just clip the side. That's it.
Whole way around?
All the way around.
Nothing on the, you didn't touch the top?
I mean, I did like a little tiny bit, but not much.
I don't know. This is a slippery slope, dude. This is a slippery slope.
I haven't had a haircut from a barber since March of 2020.
Because of the pandemic, and then now it's just a crippling fear? Like, what's the... Yeah.
No fear. No fear whatsoever. This is just, I realize that I have a gift. Well, number one, if you look back at the beginning of pandemic, I gave myself the worst haircuts on the planet. Like, I made it was basically a mohawk. I looked insane. I looked like a crazy person at the beginning of pandemic. But then over time, I slowly figured out. And here's the thing, like, I'll say this, and people are like, I wish you wouldn't cut your hair so short on the sides. I only know how to cut one way. I cut it short on the sides, that's it. And guess what? Yeah. It saves me like $25 every 3 weeks, or two weeks. My hair grows fast. So I'm just like slowly putting money away. Come on.
I think that's fine. I just, again, I think it's a slippery slope to doing your own dentistry. Like, I think you're like, that's the path you're on. And as a friend, I just want to put that out there. Like, if at any point you go, man, dental hygienist, I can do that. That's where I think we as a community need to be.
I don't even floss, John. That's a worry you need not have. There's nothing that's going to happen inside of dental hygiene.
Every time we do this, there's some sort of thing where you throw in something that is like, oh, they gave away Air Buds, or oh, I can't dunk, or oh, I cut my own hair. Like, that is, yeah. People are saying, can you delegate haircuts? I agree, Chicago Bake. I hope that's a pizza. I hope a pizza just gave you advice. That's a baked pizza in Chicago that said, hey, can you please delegate? This is so random. Speaking of what you eat and your body inflammation, I went to a Chicago pizza place, and outside of it was a lactate bottle. Like, somebody had, before they went in, been like, I don't even care. And then, like, that's how bad they wanted the pizza. And they're like, and I forget if it was like, I forget who the pizza, it was Lou Malnati's in Chicago. Okay, transition. What's the fastest mile you've ever run? Single mile, fastest mile.
It was like 7:10, 7:15, somewhere in there.
So you've never broken seven?
I've tried, and I haven't yet.
I think you are a fast runner.
You are a fast runner.
You should be faster. You're tall. Tall people should be, but like tall people are gazelles.
The thing is, I was faster when I was running at the, like on the, in the aftermath of divorce, and I was running, I ran 200 mile months in June, July, and August. I was running.
That's a ton.
So much. I was fast then. I was super fast because also I was super lean. I mean, I got down to like 195. I'm back up at like 235, 240 right now. And I've been doing a lot of muscle stuff. I am not fast. My pace is way, way down. And I'm okay with that because that's like what I'm training for.
Well, that's not what you're working on.
Yeah, not what I'm working on. Not what I'm working on. When you, well, you put what did you run your 5K in?
It was like
8 minutes?
I think it was 22:33. It was like a 7:15 or something. And I was in, I came in 10th in our neighborhood, dude. I was slow in our neighborhood.
That was like bananas.
Yeah, the winner did it in 16:57, which is like a 5-something. Like it's crazy. There's a dude in our other neighborhood who just did a 4:38 mile. He's 43, 4:38 mile, and he's ripped, dude. He is ripped. Like, you know when you see a runner and they're translucent, like they're so skinny, you're like, I can see your liver, and it doesn't look healthy. Like, this dude is ripped, and he does a 4:38, and he's 43, 40, and he has a cool dune buggy. He has a cool dune buggy that he drives around that looks like Herbie, the love bug, but like it's a dune buggy, and it's, oh,
Let's become friends with this guy. What is happening?
I'm trying, dude. I posted the dune buggy the other day, like, hey, I have a spot in my circle of friends for a guy who owns a dune buggy.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Do you wear any necklaces or bracelets?
Ooh, this is a great question because I don't. But I'm trying to make it a thing that I might do.
All right, like, which one? Where are you going to become, bracelet guy or necklace guy?
I can't imagine wearing a necklace if you were paying me to wear necklaces. I like the necklace. A necklace just feels like a bridge too long, far to cross. But I've always wanted to be leather bracelet guy. You know, like leather bracelet
guy?
Like,
sure.
Or beads. You know, like bead bracelet guy?
Yeah.
Where you got like just a bunch of them and you're oh. You must have been to an ashram at some point.
And this it's got water in it from the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah,
and this one is from like the deepest ocean.
Yeah, that person like just smells faintly of sage. Like I'm not there at all yet, but I'd love to be the guy that could pull off a leather bracelet. I want to be that, or like a string bracelet.
Okay. What about this? Noah says to you, Dad, I'd love for you to wear this single shark tooth necklace. Like, it would mean a lot to me. I don't know where she got it. She's shopping. She's with Heidi right now. But for all I know, she's in Phoenix somewhere buying a shark tooth necklace. I don't know the ocean if it's close to Phoenix. But so, like, she comes home and says, Dad, I'd really like you to wear this. And then she says, on the top of your shirt. Not under. I need to be able to see it because it connects me to you.
This is the beautiful thing about a four-year-old. I would wear it. For that afternoon, and then it would be gone. When it was gone, there's a 50-50 chance that she'd remember it. And if she did remember it, she'd be kind of okay with whatever ridiculous story that was created.
You can distract a four-year-old.
At four, she's fine. But shark tooth, I mean, here's the thing. If you're listening right now and you're wearing a shark tooth necklace, rock it. If that's the thing that brings you joy. I'm not connected to shark teeth. I did have a puka shell necklace in high school. I see someone saying 90s puka shell.
Yeah.
I tried to fit in so badly in high school during that awkward sophomore, junior year. I lived in San Clemente, which was a beach town. And so, like, they have these puka shell necklaces that were ridiculous, especially on super skinny kids with a ton of acne. And yet, that was me, like, hey, guys, what's up?
Don't mind me. Just came from the beach.
I got my TNC Surf Shop shirt on with a gorilla on the front, and I got my puka shell necklace. What's up?
Can we be buddies? That's amazing. That, yeah, I got a No Fear shirt on, or, like, a Hobie. I got a Hobie fanny pack.
Nice. Have you transitioned to the Salt Life shirts yet?
No. I think if you have Salt Life, people ask you like questions about boats and fishing, and then I have to lie a lot.
Yeah.
I have to be like, oh man, like when I went clay shooting the other day with a client, and they were like, we're gonna do an over under shotgun, and I was like, that's what I was gonna suggest, an over under. Like, I didn't know what that meant. Like, I just said, yeah, totally. That's the kind I like. If you were going to say an under over, completely different situation. I was going to have to adjust my gauge or my, you know, my range. And so, no, I can't do salt. I don't have. Okay, last question. That actually transitions. Do you have any bumper stickers on any car you own right now?
No.
Noah makes the honor roll in preschool because they like to start awards early these days. So she makes one of the best finger painters, gets a tiny little award, and it says like, I don't know, it says I'm proud of my honor student at Austin preschool headquarters. And she says, Dad, I'd love this on the Bronco. And it's weird. She's got such specific demands. She says, on the hood. I want it on the hood. She says, please put it on the, which again, I don't know that she's that demanding, but she did jump on the video pretty quickly. So what happens there? You're telling Noah no again?
Yeah, I'm telling Noah no. The thing is, that sticker is going on a bulletin board in the laundry room, where I put the rest of the things that I am proud of these children. Like, you want to know that I love you? Walk into the laundry room and look at the bulletin board. That's where there's nothing going on the Bronco. Like that's disrespectful. I want you to take the words out of your mouth.
Can you imagine, dude? Like just peeling it out. Oh, that would be.
There's a, in Texas, you have to put like a registration sticker on your window. And I tried to get an exemption. Like, no, I don't want 521 on my window, sir. This is a 1969 Ford Bronco. Respectful.
I love that. I got to see that car. Well, hopefully we're getting to hang out in a couple weeks, maybe.
We are. No, don't you try and back out of it now.
I'm not backing out of it. I'm not the one on book tour.
18th day of August, I'm coming to your house, man.
Yeah, I'm not. It's right out there. The porch is right out there. So,
by the way, did we haven't talked about it. Did you see what Carlos did this week?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing. Like, so, but here's what people don't understand. He's been doing that for 20 years. Like, before Instagram, like, that's – did he ever tell you the Bickle Day story about no. – Dude, he put it in one of his books. It's his story. So next time you talk to him, say, I want the Bickle Day story. But essentially, he, when he was dating a girl in college, said her name was like Heather Bickle. And he made signs all over campus and put them on every tree. Like, it's Bickle Day. It's Bickle Day. It's Bickle Day. And she was really embarrassed. And he hid in her closet with a cake, like of her dorm room, to jump out at the end of Bickle Day. And she came in with a friend and they were like, when are you going to dump him already? And he was in the closet bawling and then like jumped out and gave the cake. Was like, and ran, like, so he's been doing moments like that, that are about like being kind to people. Like, no, dude, he's on a different level. He needs a TV show. He needs a TV show.
You don't know what we're talking about. Our friend, Carlos Whitaker, Loswit on the Instagram. He had a divine intervention this week in the speaking event.
Amazing.
Canceled. He had to reroute his flight. He ended up in a bar where there was a piano playing person and offered to his Insta Familia this opportunity to give him a tip. And in 40 minutes, $10,000 were raised.
Yeah, it's crazy.
24 hours, $55,000 were raised for this man who needs a kidney and his wife. And it was just like the greatest sign of humanity. And he, as a self-proclaimed hope dealer, it was like the most beautiful display of hope.
Dude, he does that. This is like the fifth time I've seen him do something where he steps into it. Like, so yeah, if you're not, yeah, go check out Loswit, Loswhit. I'm sure somebody will post his tag in here, but like, yeah, he's amazing. So awesome stuff this week. Dave, have a great weekend. Tell Noah. Sticker and necklace. I have high expectations. I want that kid to be so. I expect to see a big sticker on the Hulk that says, "My daughter, you know, my daughter knows how to finger paint." Whatever the sticker is, the school makes them. I don't make them.
No. All right, love you.
All right, see you guys. Thanks for watching.